What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that didn't even know what a red card was. It's wild. My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal.
Well, you may have inferred from that little opening salvo. We're going to be talking about the World Cup.
It's not like the guy punched him in the face. See that?
Yeah, I called him. Of course I did.
It's like, stop talking. It's like, oh, crap. I certainly shouldn't have said that I called him.
Infantino was like, yeah, so we got this, right? Yeah, sure. No problem.
His exact words were, it would have been a stain on the World Cup if the red card had been upheld. Yeah. Like, not what's happening here. Oh, my Lord. Can you just get right into that?
Yeah, I mean, They fucking lost, and it was great.
Do you know, and normally I am a big router. I'm a big wireless router for
router.
The... you're a routers man.
Yeah, you know it.
Want to go down that route. And I'm normally rooting for them, but on this occasion I was like, man, fuck that country. No, not the country, the football team. I don't want to get into
not even the football team, the administration, the government of the United States. And like, they really have just turned everyone against them. As you know, the football was kind of like a little break from the reality of like the United States is ruining the world. Sorry to our American listeners out there. And we got a lovely message from our boy Rob in the States celebrating.
See, this is
the 250, the big 250.
This is what I do appreciate about Americans is that we get a lovely message from one of our listeners, Rob, who is living in America. On big like Independence Days or whatever, he'll just send me and Terry a little voice. Now, this one was him with his son letting off fireworks, and I was like, this is fantastic to receive.
This is what they sold me on in their movies and stuff.
Yes, and hoverboards. but the whole thing with this was just like, it's not even trying to hide it.
And I was like, oh, it was definitely not a red card. I was like, 100% was a red card.
I looked at it and I was like,
so clumsy. It was an accident.
Some people were saying, like, now whether you think it's a red card or not is one thing. And like, I looked at it, I was like, well, it's a red. Well, it's clearly like, a red.
Poor man's ankle could be shattered to a million pieces.
And you know what's interesting as well? Because I seen a thing of like, okay, so clearly there's some shenanigans there that the White House called FIFA.
Yeah.
And because Infantino's like, yes, yes, Master Trump, just did whatever. Yes, sire. But then I was like, oh, but didn't Ronaldo also get sent off in Dublin? And then he got his...
Which was bullshit. We all cried bullshit at the time. People just kind of forget about it because the cycle moves on.
And if you remember, so he got sent off in Dublin, there was a big thing. Oh, and then him, Infantino, and a few other delegates were in the White House a mere week later. And wouldn't you know it, afterwards, it's like he gets his rescinded.
And you know what's even more deliciously ironic?
Yes.
Portugal probably would have done better without Ronaldo being suspended for those first two games. They might have beaten the DR Congo, would have been playing Switzerland instead of Spain. Like another one that, like, get out of here.
It's just,
like, you're 41, I'm sorry.
It's sad now.
It's like, you did fucking nothing. I sent you guys a message, you and other Andy, a message about, I was watching Cape Verde, Argentina on Friday night. And I was like, and I was just looking at it, it's like, they're 1-0 up and Messi was literally just like strolling around. It was like 5 minutes unbroken. I was like, I'm actually fascinated by this.
It's actually a masterclass in energy conservation.
Like, he's just like literally just like walking around the pitch and then it's like the ball breaks up and he's like...
Switches on.
Yeah, straight away. And then you look at Ronaldo. I was watching him yesterday just to see what's the difference.
Yeah.
He's like, he's on his toes and he's half jogging or whatever like that. And then the ball comes to him and he does nothing.
No.
And he's just... He's more talented than... You know, 99% of the population will ever be, but you gotta know when to let it go.
See, I think it's an ego thing as well, because I think Messi, I'm sure he's got a bit of an ego being the best player in the world for the last two decades.
Messi's a dirty little fucker as well. Like, you know.
But he will at least acknowledge that, like, okay, I can't play the way I did at 18.
I'm a centre forward now that rambles around.
Whereas Ronaldo's like, no, I can still do. I can still do all the stuff I was doing. I'm Ronaldo. And then it's like, oh, but it's not the same.
My body
at all.
Is not stretching the same. No. You can be in the gym and you can be toned and shredded or whatever like that. But, like, you see him trying to stretch for the ball. You see him trying to kick the ball.
Like. But plus, any time I see anyone now being like, you know, someone who's mad pro Ronaldo, like Piers Morgan or someone like that. And I'm like, that just tells me everything about your football knowledge. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it's like the best player in the world, you know, and all this. I'm like, it's a weird little cult thing that he's got going on.
But, like, people will still try to, like, revise that season he had at Man United. Where it was like, he was the only one doing anything for United. I was like, yeah, he scored a lot of goals. He made us completely worse as a team. Like, he broke our playing structure.
Yes, like, he scored 20 goals or whatever it was. Whereas you might have scored 40.
Solskjaer, the project, got, like, he got sacked because we bent to the will of Ronaldo.
Yeah.
And, like, I loved Ole afterwards being like, it was a signing that I couldn't not make, but it was completely the wrong time.
Yeah.
And, like,
and they were just on the cusp of kind of getting into, like, oh, I'd be worried about them this season.
Well, I remember it was like, okay, we lost that final on penos. Mm. Like, De Gea didn't save one penalty out of 11. And then he missed his penalty. Right, okay, well, whatever.
It can all be big queeve, of course, but yeah.
Then it was like, we brought in Varane, we brought in Sancho, and I was like, I tell you what, like, another striker, and, like, maybe a centre mid, like, we're going to be cooking here. And it's like, and then it's like, we brought back Ronaldo. I'm like, great, he's going to score, like, another 30 goals. Like, he's changed. He's more mature. No.
I was glad. I'm glad to see them handed their ass. And
get out.
And, you know, after
he makes everybody worse. He makes Vitinha worse, Bruno worse. Yeah. Like, if they just had, I don't know,
a normal, it's like they're
Ramos,
playing with 10 men
up front.
It's like, imagine Portugal for the first time in 20 years, the next competition will be playing with 11 men. You know what I mean?
I have a feeling, because it's in Portugal, the Euro 2028, it's spread across three countries. It'll be 43.
He'll try and push it to the Euros.
And the guy they've just brought in now was his manager, like, literally today, the manager in the Saudi league, and he's like, I came to win the league for Ronaldo. I would not be surprised.
What is it? What's going on?
Be a sub or whatever, that's fine, but, like, you cannot.
No.
You cannot do it.
Do you know who else I think is great at doing that sort of thing that Messi does? Is Haaland. I've seen the goals he scored, and I have to admit, even though he plays for, like, the rivals, if they're still our rivals, but I fucking love him, and I love, like, I've loved him for a while because he's just so not like a normal footballer. And he's funny and he's just cool and he doesn't rise to, like, I still can't get over that Gabriel thing where he does not even the thought for a second, like, hey, you can't push your head against me. It was just like, pussy.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. And I was just like, wow. Like, he's so fucking
I will say, Faye has, her interest has spiked when Brazil have been playing, and then she was like, and they're playing against your man. Oh, like, he's incredible. I've seen some clips. I was like, the worst thing is, Faye, like, if you'd been watching the last 5 years or whatever he's played for City, 3 years, 4 years, it's like, I feel like we've been deprived one of the all-time amazing players. Not just amazing goal scorers, because he's scored a fucking boatload.
Yeah.
But I feel like his style at City,
it doesn't suit City.
City doesn't sue him, like, you know what I mean? You're looking at him when he was at Dortmund and he's, like, running the pitch, and even, you know, at times in this World Cup where you're like,
see him run that, you're like,
exactly,
shit, like, just take whatever you want.
Like, and he doesn't get to do that at City because it's kind of just the way they play is it's not breakneck speed, it's all controlled, and it's like, and he'll get it into Haaland and he'll fucking rifle it in because he's an expert marksman.
And it sounds weird to say it's even more impressive because City are obviously a fantastic team and have great players and all the money and all that stuff. But it's almost more credit to him that he's able to change up the way he kind of played previously.
Sliding doors. If everybody just listened to Ole Solskjaer, United would have Bellingham and Haaland. Like, would have been a millionaire.
But you know what? I have to say, like, it's a shame that I miss so many games because of the times and stuff, but...
You watching the, like, 9 o'clock?
I'm watching the 9 o'clock. But also, like, someone said, like...
Argentina are losing at the moment.
Ooh.
Egypt, Ibrahim, 15 minutes in.
Amazing.
But, like... That'd be
good. Wasn't the World Cup, like, I seen a thing today where it was, like... I remember watching when the World Cup was in Mexico or the US or whatever.
Messi missed another penalty.
No, Jesus, he's finished. Pessi is finished. But people were saying, like, oh, the time, like, I don't remember the times being like this for USA 94 or whatever it was. Like, what times are they playing at in US time? Like, surely...
This one, like...
What, like, is 1 a.m.?
It depends where you are in the US, though. Like, because it's like...
I guess,
it's
yeah.
It's 3 hours on the East Coast and, you know, 3 hours extra
right,
on the East Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like 8 hours if it's East Coast and 5 hours. So, like, yeah. We would be... Say, now, I assume it's a midday kickoff because it's 12 o'clock.
So what's 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. or whatever the England game was yesterday? What's
depending
that?
On where you are, like, where they're playing.
That's still a mad time either way, right?
Well, 2 a.m.
They behind?
Yeah, so, like, you subtract 8.
Carry the 2.
Yeah. So, like, you know, that'd be 5 o'clock.
Subtract 8. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's like, think about when you... I always do it in pay-per-view terms. So, like, it was like WWE would kick off at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it was like... And it was on, you know, the East Coast. So it'd be 5 hour.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
So it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
you know,
true,
that's how I've been... trained my brain.
But you know, I have to admit as well,
fucking England, I feel like I'm Jesse Pinkman in this. They can't keep getting away with it.
What did you think of the Henderson thing?
Hilarious.
Oh man.
Like, he shouldn't have been there in the first place. Like,
you can't wave those pom poms now. That's terrible.
No more fucking card tricks, I tell you that. Like,
oh, it's a shame.
It's not really. And
I love Hendo, but
and
like,
I think that it was bullshit for the penalty as well.
I didn't actually. I just seen some of the goals. I didn't even bother.
It's like,
oh, they dive from Kane.
Well, it wasn't a dive, but it was.
Wasn't that? I'm looking at a different thing.
It was like your man headed the ball, and Kane had his hands up. It hit his hand, and then broke to Gordon, and then Gordon got taken out for a penalty. I'm like,
oh,
hold on,
okay.
Just roll it back there. He handles the ball and knocks it into the pad of Gordon, and so you know.
Well, they're against Norway next as well.
Which, but I hope Norway kill them. Even though I have them.
I love Norway.
It's in my interest for them to go to the semi-finals.
Yeah. You get some money out of it.
I get like 60 quid if they get to the semi-finals. So,
do you feel, I don't know if it's
well,
just
if they
me.
Win the third place playoff.
As of like 2 days ago, I feel like, all right, that's how I feel about the World Cup now.
You're done?
Kind of. Like, I'm still happily watching the games, but I feel like... I don't know, maybe because some of the teams that I was kind of rooting for or my sweepstakes or whatever, I'm just kind of a bit like, all right. Like now I'm starting to see Liverpool posting some stuff of like some of the lads in training. I'm like, okay, I want to go back now. I'm excited about Iriola. I want to just get on with it now. Yeah.
Getting that itch.
But
methadone of the World Cup is not doing it.
But yeah, I'm just waiting for the
sweet
big finale.
Intravenous injection.
I know. God, football's great.
Tushmeni, maybe.
Excuse me?
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit.
I heard they sent over a delegation yesterday to Madrid for United.
For?
Tushmeni.
You're thinking Tushmeni? Tushmeni.
Tushmeni.
Is this a joke?
Yes,
is this
sorry.
A
That's one too many.
Oh, very nice.
I would love him. I think he would be exactly what we need.
Of course. Most teams would probably say that.
80 million, they're talking?
I mean, in this economy.
It's a bargain for, you know, your Tonalis are going.
Do you know, that's something that makes me laugh every time. I can't remember. I don't know. In what context? Is that me?
Uh-huh.
Where Joni will say something and then I'll say something back and she'd be like, in this economy? And I laugh every time.
She's honest.
She gets it. See, I've got a little quiz for you, Terry.
Okay, let's go.
Can we jump right in?
Yeah.
It's more in the same vein of last week,
mm-hmm.
where I hit you with an opener. I've got 14 here, so we may not get to all of them, but I want you to guess the production company.
Okay.
By the opening
This
salvo.
Is going to be hard, but I think I'll have a couple.
There's some easy ones, right? Yeah. So let's start with the first one, right?
Okay.
And play along at home.
Universal.
Okay.
Minions.
Next. Bah,
bah. Warner Brothers.
Very good.
Now, do you have a favorite Warner Brothers?
No.
Mine would be like the 1970s, like, cool.
Oh, I don't know.
No,
I'll have to go back to that. Okay. Next.
Sony? No, come back. Let me come back to that.
I'll come back to that.
Yeah.
I'm just not even going to count that as a wrong answer. I'll be generous. Next. This one's from the 80s, so I'll give you a hint.
Dun, 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 dun,
no, Superman. Dun,
dun. It's not a studio, right?
It's a something pictures.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. You want to come back to that?
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Socks.
Okay. So what do you got? Three out of six, but we're coming back.
Three out of five, right?
Oh, actually, it's 13, because this is technically the same company as... This is the 90s version of a previous one. But does this do anything for you?
Yeah, it does. But it's rattling around here, okay?
All right. I'll come back. Next.
Touchdown.
Yes. All right. Bit of a softball, this one.
Walt Disney.
Okay. Next.
It's Village Roadshow?
I gotta start knocking some off here. You're getting these wrong.
What's that one?
That was New Line Cinema.
Blue. I could see it.
And I'm gonna have to.
Okay. Was one of them Columbia?
Which one?
That's Sony, by the way. Sony is Columbia.
Well, it's Columbia Pictures.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I said. Sony.
Right. You said Sony. I didn't chalk it off as wrong. Yeah, there, yeah. Out of the goodness of my heart.
What was the other one?
You
then?
Can't be calling the shots here. The other one was TriStar.
Okay.
All right.
So you've the best got one.
So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We've done 9. You've got what? 6. I think 6.
7, because Columbia was twice.
TriStar was twice.
TriStar was twice. Okay.
We'll say 7. I'll be generous.
Great. That's MGM. Okay. Leo the Lion.
So what have we got there? 8 out of 11.
Could be 100 of them, like. Pass.
That was Orion.
Mm.
All right, so that's 8 out of 12.
It's not very distinctive, that's the thing, unless you're seeing it.
I know.
Bruckheimer. Yes. Jerry Bruckheimer. What's it called?
Don Simpson, Jerry Bruckheimer, okay, yeah. Whatever films. Yeah. Okay, so that's 9 out of 14.
You got like 4 wrong. So
9 out of 12. 8 out. I don't know. What is it?
Oh, is it over?
No, I have 2 more.
Okay.
But I had 14.
12. So that's 9 out of 8 out of 12. So.
Yeah.
I got like 4 wrong. I want to hear that one again.
Okay.
No, pass. What is it? Henson.
Jim Henson Productions. And the last one, so that's... 9 out of 13? 8 out of 13?
Yeah.
Okay. I expect my resident movie buff to get these.
But that's so generic, it could be anything.
I'm just trying to gauge how much you know about movies, Terry. Evidently, not a lot.
Hollywood films.
Spyglass.
Okay. All right.
So you got... What,
I got the big
one. 8 out of 14?
Yeah, I got the
That's pretty
one.
Good.
Pretty happy with my touchstone.
How'd you do at home? Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
touchstone. See, it's harder when you get to those like...
The 80s ones?
Not even the 80s. Like, half of them don't exist anymore.
I know, but I kind of thought... I didn't know. For all I knew, you would have just got reeled off the 14, to be honest. That would have impressed me. As it turned out, you didn't...
impressed me, like...
You didn't actually know...
Brain is mush.
A whole lot about that, but... Yeah, so there we go. Nice little ditty there.
Now,
what else you got going on?
Speaking of movies.
Yeah?
I've been watching some movies.
Please.
I watched the big hit of the year. It's out.
What is it?
Streaming. Obsession.
Oh, you did. And?
It's very good, Andy.
Very good?
Very good. It lives up to the hype, I would say. Do you know what it's about, even?
No, all I know is that the budget was very small and that the gains were very high.
Yes, and the premise of the movie is about a guy who...
Oh, yeah.
He basically is in the friend zone.
He makes someone fall in love with them and it doesn't go according to plan.
It's a real monkey's paw.
I really like the face of your one.
She, I tell you what, she is incredible.
And when I say face, I don't even mean it in a...
Maybe get her
for
name.
Once, I don't mean it in a sleazy way. I just like her facial, her non-Botox facial expressions.
She does not have iPhone face.
Yeah.
Like, you know, let me get the name of her. Inda Navarrete.
Isn't it?
Or Indy Navarrete, I don't know. But she apparently... She could be appearing in Heat 2, which would be great. But she's so good in it. Like she, right. Like she's...
She makes it?
Not that she makes it, but like she carries a lot of it. And it's upsetting, but it's also like there's a lot of what the fuck.
Right.
What the fuck moments.
I like what the fuck moments.
There's funny bits in it as well. Like... Again, this guy, Curry Barker, is like another one of these YouTube guys.
I've seen on Twitter the whole of fucking Backrooms was... You ever get that where it's like, fuck it, here's the whole movie. And it's like, Backrooms was just some tweet, 2000 retweets. I was like, oh,
I sent you a link.
Yeah, true, that would also work. The Chromecast doesn't work for me, Terry. It never connects to my... It never recognizes it. You said, like, so I don't mean this in a bad way, but you sending me links, no disrespect, is worthless because I can only watch it on my phone.
But what about the laptop? Can you plug it in?
Yeah.
Like you got 100 cables here. You could bring home an HDMI cable.
Yeah, true.
And set it up and you can watch it on the TV.
I could do that. But do you get subtitles with that?
Yeah, because you can't use... Okay. Yeah. So,
what's better, Obsession or Backrooms?
Obsession.
Oh, quick answer.
Imho, yeah.
Ooh.
Backrooms is still, you know, good. I gave Obsession 4.5 and I gave Backrooms 4.
Okay. Scathing.
By
your standards. Yeah.
I like a lot of Backrooms, but like the Obsession reminds me of Barbarian, which is high praise.
Mm.
You know, it's that kind of like...
Do the wheels also fall off in the last 20 minutes of this movie?
I don't know what you're talking about because the wheels stay on and they ride it to the end in Barbarian. Let me tell you.
They're doing
fucking,
something.
Fucking great, man. It's so good. I'm fucking pumped as well for Resident Evil.
Oh.
I'm pumped.
A new one?
Yeah, Zach Cregger, the guy who did Barbarian and Weapons.
Ah.
It's out like September or something like
Resident
that.
Evil. Ooh.
No characters either. It's just...
What?
So it's like not Leon, not Chris.
But there are characters.
Yeah, but it's not the game characters. It's
not, okay.
As far as I know, anyway. Maybe they're hiding the ball.
That's a good franchise they should do. And I always
feel
like...
They've done it. They've done 10 movies. Like,
but yeah, but I mean like
they should do it well.
Yeah, they should do it well. Or like... Wasn't Silent Hill a bit of a flop as well?
I never watched the movie. The game...
I never really played the game either.
The game scared the hell out of me.
I always found the game a bit boring, to be honest.
Really?
Of Silent Hill, yeah.
Just so eerie.
Like, it was more eerie, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I tell you, can I tell you something?
Sure.
I got this game, and I quite recommend it. It was only like £4 on the PlayStation Store or whatever, and it's called Exit 8, right? Did you hear about this?
It's a movie.
What?
It's a movie.
Is it?
Yeah, it's in the subway, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Huh.
They have a game of it as well. It's on my list. Well, it looks fucking class. The guy is so creepy looking.
Well, in the game, right, it's one of these, because you know I like a good mess with your mind, sort of like, what's real?
You can't get out or whatever like that.
Like. Yeah, but it's like, there's only one, like, not hallway, but one narrow area of the subway,
mm-hmm.
and there's some posters on the wall on the left. There's two doors on the right, and there's a man who walks past you with a briefcase every time. And it's like every time you turn the corner, you're back in this same passageway, right? But
this the guy?
Yes, it is.
How is this a game and a movie?
Blown my mind.
It's a game and a movie.
Was it the game first?
I don't know. It says 95 minutes, so.
As of, and it's what, new? Coming out?
This year. Last year. Like,
must be based on the game.
Or, yeah, maybe.
But, I mean, it's a very short game. But the whole idea is you have to get...
I want
to
watch it.
You have to get to, whatever, level 8, right? So the premise is if you're walking down this, and you keep just going through the same thing, if something is different, you turn back and you go back the way you came, and then you're on level two. You're back in the corridor again. Yeah. If nothing has changed,
are you ruining the movie for me now?
Then you keep walking past. I don't think so, because it's very just one. But like the stuff that's different is like, oh, he's got a big shit-eating grin on his face this time. Go back. Or like, oh, he's running at you now. Go back. Or, oh, there's something dripping from the vents. Go back. Or there's a face on the ceiling. You know, and you're studying everything, and you're walking, and you're like, is it? Or
is
there's
it first person?
Or there's someone in the wall like this, and you go close, he just starts running at you. And all. But it's like, so if nothing's changed, you keep going, and then you're on level two, and or you know, like that sort of stuff. But it was so, me and Joe played it, and it was so like, right up my street, to be honest.
Nice.
But it was only like £4 or something like that. I'd highly recommend.
I dabbled in a few indie games. Yeah, it's only, I remember seeing it. I was like, oh, that's on my list of ones to watch. Is it Korean, the game? Or is it like,
I think there was some Korean writing in it or something, yeah.
No.
Interesting. Well, you've blown my mind, if anything.
I also watched a movie called Tuner. Now,
let me
give you a premise. You buy this movie. If we're pitching this movie.
All right. I am the Hollywood producer.
Crazy Clown Films.
Crazy Clown Film. Formerly Crazy Clown Productions. Now we're just Clown. Snappy.
Sad Clown Productions.
Yeah, with a K.
Broke Clown Productions.
Yeah. So, hit me with the premise of this movie, please.
Movie is...
I don't got a lot of time.
There is a young man who's an apprentice piano tuner.
Okay, you're losing me.
Dustin Hoffman is his mentor. A charming older man.
I'm back on.
He's kind of a little bit scatty. He might be getting up there in years. Uh-huh. He's a, you know, piano genius, but he also has bad hearing.
Okay.
Our tuner is wearing these headphones. You think they're headphones. They're actually noise-canceling earplugs because he has damage to his ears that basically his ears are so sensitive he can't hear loud noises around them.
Okay.
Right? But that's what makes him a great piano tuner, because he can hear everything that needs to be done.
Okay.
So, you know, he's very highly regarded.
Okay, you're not seeing where...
One day, he's back at home, he's back at his mentor's house, and his wife is saying, she's trying to talk to him, he can't hear her properly. He's like, what? What's going on? And she says, where's your hearing aids? Oh, I left them in the safe, and I changed the combination, and I can't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And the young man is like, how will I fix this for him? He can't crack it. He can't break it. So he looks up YouTube videos of how to crack a safe.
Right.
But his sensitive hearing makes him perfect to hear the clicks in the safe.
Clickety-clack.
So the first job he does is to get the hearing aids out for his mentor.
Yeah.
But
then he's discovered this new talent.
Well, the mentor gets sick or whatever. He can't go on that one of the jobs.
Is this the whole?
No. This is like first 15, 20 minutes. Okay. And he goes and does like a job in a fancy house. And there's a security team there. But they're he's doing the job late at night. Because he can't do it when there's a lot of noise around.
Sharon, cancel my 2 o'clock.
And basically, he falls in with these guys, the security guys that were there on the day. They're like trying to crack the safe at nighttime. And he's like, just, I'll fucking open it. And then you guys get out of here. I can finish doing my piano job.
Right.
And then it's like he falls in with them, becoming their safe cracker. Uh-huh. And then other stuff happens.
What's this called again? Clickety clack?
Tuner.
Oh yeah.
But it's fucking deadly, and there's a girl. Girl in it, you know.
Oh well, you should have started with that.
You know, she's a piano player. The whole thing is as well. He's an amazing piano player that won't play the piano anymore because his hearing or whatever like that. Like,
interesting.
It's fucking deadly.
I've got the exact opposite problem. I can't hear anything. You know what I mean? He's got super sensitive hearing.
Yeah, but then, you know, if there's a loud noise, that's it. Like when somebody's trying to like threaten them to do something, they have an air horn. It's like, it's fucking good, man. Good writing.
What's it on? What's this piece of shit on?
it's on street. It's your POVOD.
Oh, forget it.
But it's one of those movies where you're like a little small movie with a great premise. And then now I'm like, I want to see what the next movie from this director is going
to
be like.
Well, it sounds like a bit of a throwback to the B-movie era.
Like,
you know what I mean?
When they were making
short movie?
140, something like that. Like, it's
140.
Yeah.
Oh, an hour 40. Yeah. I'm in 140 minutes.
No,
like,
it's that.
No, it's not that long. 140.
It's like sub 110 minutes. You know what I mean? When you see like 107 runtime, you know you're like,
yeah, okay.
Give me the popcorn.
Yeah. You think they shot this in Atlanta?
Yeah. I loved it. I thought it was great. I have to say.
Letterbox review?
4.5.
Wow. And more than Backrooms.
Yeah. I enjoyed it more than Backrooms. I tell you, it's currently... I don't think Backrooms is going to make my top 10 the way the year is going.
You hate Backrooms, didn't you?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. But
I feel like your... I feel like your thoughts on Backrooms is kind of like your thoughts on The Martian. In that, like, yeah, it's good. No, let's not get crazy, though, okay? You know, I think you're a bit like that. I think you're... If there was a... graph.
Chunk.
If there was a graph charting your enthusiasm for it, I feel like it was up when you saw it, and the longer, the more distance you have from it, you're like, it is good.
I think I would probably like appreciate it more if I watched it again.
Yeah.
Now, am I going to watch it again?
Never.
Maybe if Faye wants to watch it, or maybe if we do it on the podcast or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of good stuff in it.
Yeah.
Like when I was showing Faye the trailer the other night, because sometimes when we finish watching something, I'll be like, I'll just see what trailers are on. And then it'll like roll on to them.
While you're side-eyeing, like,
yeah.
She looking?
Yeah. It's like, what are you putting on? Like, oh, nothing.
Don't worry about
the new Seth Rogen movie. They see the trailer for that?
No, no, you've interested
Seth Rogen, Olivia Wilde, Penelope Cruz, Ed Norton.
Okay.
Seth Rogen and Olivia Wilde are married.
Oh, I've seen something.
And it's like, are they going to become swingers?
Yes. It actually looked quite good.
Apparently
I saw the trailer.
It's fucking class.
Yeah, it looked quite good. Yeah. I have to say, like, for whatever you think about Seth Rogen,
he's great.
His hit rate is actually pretty impressive. I know he had a bit of a spell, you know, Green Lantern and shit, but like...
But that was like 15 years ago.
Yeah,
like,
but
you know.
In general, I feel like he makes very good... Even what he is attached to as producer, what he does behind the scenes.
He's become an excellent producer.
I think he's actually...
and like, you didn't watch any of that, The Studio, did you?
No.
Like, he produced that and, like, wrote a lot of it, starred in it, like, won all the fucking Emmys.
Mm.
Like, it's really good.
He's actually, you know, because he seems, because when you hear him, you think, oh, this guy's not serious. Yeah, yeah. And do you know what? If it wasn't for the fact that he does the big, like the laugh is one thing, but then he'll kind of go, it's the big inhale that kind of, he loses some cred. But, like, he's still a great guy. I'm sure we would be great friends with him. If
you could get on with us,
yeah, get on with me anyway.
Why would he get along with you?
I'd have something to smoke for him, you know.
Yeah, but like, so would I. But he'd be like, "What is this shit?" Like,
gummies. I think
I'd have a joint with Seth Rogen. But his whatever he's smoking,
I feel like
might
I'd be
kill me.
That'd be I would have to be like, okay, I'll see you. I couldn't have it at the start of the hang because then he'd be like, "You okay?" Just leave me here. like in your gaff when we were in our early 20s. Just like, you alright, Cantwell? Yeah, I'm fine.
Like, trying to make the tea.
Yeah, you're gone the colour of badly milky tea. Like, badly made tea. Just leave me be. Like, and are you making the tea? He's like, what are you sitting down for? Like, I just had to sit down for a second. Like, honestly, making three cups of tea. And I'd be like, fuck, I gotta sit down. Like, I'm gonna collapse here.
That was the funniest thing. Like,
what are you doing?
You're making a cup of tea, and like the rule was,
rules house. If you make one, you gotta make it for everybody.
If everybody else wants tea, you gotta like, I'll tell you what, like, I'd love a cup.
Oh, like, absolute devastation when someone says that. Where's your sugar? Just getting so annoyed.
Is there one?
Here you go. I can't carry it in. I'm shaking too much. It's on the counter.
There's one time where like we had a salt bowl. Wasn't you, was it? Somebody, and they used the salt bowl. You know, we had
no,
like,
that wasn't.
There was a sugar bowl and there was a salt bowl for seasoning, you know, steak or whatever. And they picked up the salt bowl, put it in the tea. Like,
what the fuck? But yeah, great times. What else we got?
What have you been watching?
What have I been watching?
What are your interests?
I don't think you would be interested in it, to be honest.
Try me.
No, I've kind of what have I actually been watching? Let me think.
What have you been doing?
Nothing.
What do you bring to this podcast?
well, we got a new lawn, Terry.
Yeah,
as you know.
I know. Yeah,
the fucking upkeep on this thing.
It's been a week, Andy. It's been 1 week.
Oh my god, I have to hose this thing down every night.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's like it starts out fun. it starts out fun. And then after about an hour 20, I'm like, I'm sad now and I want to go in and have my dinner.
An hour 20?
You have to drench it. And because we can't soak it twice a day, because Myla will just be on it either way. There's no, you know, and it's easier for the family, for her to be happy rather than the grass growing in totally evenly. But we have to wait till she goes to bed and you're just there. I got a big 30 meter hose that we're connecting to the kitchen sink and dragging all the way through. And I'm just standing there just fucking hosing it down. And it's lovely. The first half is lovely. But I'm obsessing with it. But what's great is that Kerry is very, like, is absolutely loving the garden. But I came home yesterday and I'm like, oh, I remember this, like, where she was obsessed with the garden before.
Good.
And it's fantastic. And she's gotten a bunch of flowers. But I feel like she's gone a bit too far now, where, like, I came back
all
yesterday.
Right, well,
I came back yesterday and there was something out in the basket out there. I was like, what's that? It's a pear tree. It's
like, great,
a pear tree. And
then, I want to get some trees in my back garden. I want to get them working for me. Apples.
Oh, apples would be good. Yeah,
or orange.
But I love the idea. And I'm like, where are you putting the pear tree? I'm like, where we have Arlo buried. I'm like, oh, lovely. Okay, great. Yeah, fantastic. But like when I seen her cutting up the new grass to put the pear tree in, I was like, oh my fucking God.
I just got that grass. Yeah,
but it looks great. And to be honest, like it looks fantastic. And the fact that we're able to just be out in it now is lovely, because it's fucking hot, let me tell you. But in terms of what I'm watching, nothing that, I've just been watching football and like UFC and YouTube. And I don't watch movies unless you make me. I haven't, there's no TV show really that I'm into at the minute. I'm not a big, you know, I'm not a big scriptedsman these days. Do you know what I mean? It's either live sport or...
The Sopranos?
Yeah, I kind of... Now that you mention it, I have stopped watching it. I'm on towards the end of season 4.
Oh!
Watched the Whitecaps one recently.
Ah, oh,
really,
incredible.
Really, like, really
possibly
good.
My favourite one ever.
The acting in it. Like, Tony and Carl.
You relate everything to money.
Yeah.
And like that guy, like, I'm sorry, no can do. Yeah. And like, okay. And like he's talking to AJ in the guest house and it's so funny. The two gophers just coming in taking these massive stares. Like, what are they doing? And
I know.
Like, the very code I was like, I love very good. Like, I'm calling the cops. Like, why bother? They're just gonna move and come back. Like, unbelievable.
Well, it's just so fucking good. So that's kind of where
you should start getting on 5, because 5 is the Buscemi season.
I know, I keep waiting for it.
So, and like,
bully, you're fat. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that the line?
Bully, you're fat.
Well, I like the fact that in this one, season 4, is when Tony's really kind of just gone off the rails a little bit.
Well, yeah.
Is 5 when he goes more off the rails?
Yeah, he's also off the rails. And then, like, he doesn't come back. It's like 6. Like, the whole
thing. He's just off the rails.
The whole thing is that he gets progressively worse.
Yeah.
And, like, you think, oh, like, you know, he still has his flashes of, like, family man or whatever. Kind of similar to Breaking Bad, you know, the anti-hero formula where it's like, well, how is he going to come back? It's like, he's not.
Yeah.
He ain't coming back. Like, you know.
But the scene where him and Carmella are having that big, big fight, and she tells him about Furio and all, he's like, what? Yeah. Like, kind of laughing at first, and then he realizes how much she really, I forgot how much Furio reciprocated.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought it was just a little thing that she liked him and she was annoyed.
He almost killed Tony in the episode before.
Oh, yeah, but he pushes him into the fan.
Yeah.
And he grabs him, the fuck you doing? Yeah. He's like, you're standing too close.
Yeah.
No, he's not Russian, but, excuse me. Oh, you're standing too close. No, you're standing too close.
No.
Hey, you're standing too close,
in
Tony.
Soviet Russia.
It's Russian again.
You sound like, and because I've been showing the kids some Hey Arnold.
Hey.
You were veering into Oscar.
Yeah.
I'm petting the kitty. Do you want to pet the kitty? Look at me. I'm petting the kitty.
Do you think that we were spoiled with...
Cartoons. Ridiculously spoiled. Like,
right?
Like, Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold's such a unique show.
I fucking love Hey Arnold. When I think about it now,
like
I'm like...
The vibe. Like, that's just the city vibe. It's like,
great. Like, yeah. And then you have, like, Dan Castellaneta doing the voice of Grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
He's also doing 100 other, random voices where it's like... He's doing the voice of the... Mr. It was the episode I was watching with the Heat Wave. like, you want an ice cream? $20! And the kids are going crazy. Like, no, he's our friend. Don't, you know, don't tip over the truck. And he's like, I'm out of here. Like, just real. Or I, like, there was one I was watching where it was like, Gerald gets involved in like a pyramid scheme.
Right.
And the guy who was selling them stuff, just a real random, he's just a big, fat, sweaty guy. And like Gerald walks into his office, like, he's like, I'll call you back, Crenshaw. And like just slams down the phone. And I was like, what a lovely little touch. That
That's
it's
the
like.
Thing. I feel like there's lovely little touches.
Yeah.
And the only thing now that I would really watch with
There's loads on Paramount. By the
Bluey
way.
Be good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, Bluey. The thing is, there's a lot of Miss Rachel on at the minute. That's what dominates our house. Yeah. Now, do you watch Miss Rachel?
I'm a fan. We've never had the need to watch it, if you get me. Like in that... How would I say this? It's a calming influence on
babies
children
and stuff.
Like our guys, they're kind of calm
bit
enough.
Past it.
Yeah, and now they're past it. They're definitely past it now.
It's funny because I find I've seen clips of it online of people putting on Miss Rachel for their kids and seeing their reaction. Mm-hmm. And like Abby is the exact same. She could be doing whatever, and then you just hear that like, "Hi, hello."
She's great
at the start, and she just loses. She's like, ah. Yeah. She's so happy. I tell you one thing though, because it's on all the time in the house. I tell you what I fucking hate is Miss Rachel's husband. I don't know if you've had the displeasure. He is a worm. Every time I'm like, you shut up. You just shut up.
Out of the way, you.
But that's all. It's nothing of interest, to be honest.
Before we get into the music section, I was at a fun fair at the weekend up in Wicklow Town. Brought the kids on the bumpers. They had a great time. Relentless crashing into Faye, and then also then a parent, friends like
great.
Were there. It was like Faye was like, "You were relentless." I was like,
"You really ruined the day for everybody."
I was trying to get Bonnie to come on the waltzes with me, and she really wanted to, but Joanna's like, "No, they're too small."
Yeah.
So we ended up bringing them on. Well, Gus got on with me. You know that one that you sit on where it's like. Like you zoom over and then zoom back and zoom.
No.
You're just in like a circle. You're in a carriage.
Yeah.
And you're not going up. You're not going down. It's just literally like across to the side. Across. You know.
Oh,
it's just really quickly. You're going kind of just like going.
Did he like it?
He was liking it
until
He got a bit like. But right before we got started, he's like, "Mommy, I want to get off." I'm like, "We can't get off now, buddy. We're And it was like, I was just like. Fucking start this thing before he actually goes nuts.
Yeah,
there. Like,
I know.
And then we started and like he was like having fun and then like it kind of gone silent and Faye was like, I could just see like he looked like he was going to puke all over you. By the end, his head was tucked in like to my stomach.
No.
And I was like, we're okay. Don't worry, buddy. But
we're having fun.
And then we had like one, it fucking cost a fortune, by the way, like, but it was like one token left. I was like, what are we going to do? And it's like, you should go on the waltzes, Terry. And I was like, yeah, I do want to go on the waltzes, actually. So I went to get on the waltzes, and it was just me and then like another car that had like three teens in it that were like 13. So the mom was there with them.
Right.
And I heard after I got strapped in, I heard the mom go up to the guy like, would you not spin them? So he just spanned me the whole time. And like I was having a great time.
Fuck off.
No, I was having a great time until whatever he did it a couple of times where it was like super spin. And then it was like fucking it's Homer, like, or like, my neck is still sore. I could feel my neck muscles being like,
stop spinning me.
I was having too good a time. And then Faye was like, did you enjoy your spins? And I was like, yeah. And he said, yeah, you were the only one he was spinning.
No.
Was like, it was just me the whole time. You're like,
dickhead.
No, I mean, that's what you go on the waltzes for.
True, but I mean, space it out spread it out a bit. You know what I mean?
I was like, when I looked, I was like, he's here. He's still here. Like, move away. But I had a great time.
Fair play.
Well,
you know what? Fair play. The waltzers are fun. But I feel.
They're my favorite.
I feel like I couldn't understand as a kid why doesn't everyone go on everything? Why don't adults like roller coasters? Why don't, you know what I mean?
And now?
Like, well, now I still like them, but I can see it.
You go on a roller coaster, would you?
Yeah.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't.
Would you not?
Or like the one where you sit in and it goes up and then drops you down?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I'd go on all that. We were in Disneyland last year. We went on all... I mean, some of them were just... There's one we went on. It was like Star Wars Space Mountain. It was like Space Mountain, but Star Wars one. And it was like... The thing was, it was in like total darkness where there's like stars or pew, pew, lasers and all this. But you're just... I'm like, all right, so we're sitting in here and they're going to have... Usually the way roller coasters go is like you go click, 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 yeah, up and then way, you know. Whereas this is just like, like as soon as it started. And like to the point where like afterwards me and Johnny were just like, okay, well let's just sit down here. Just sat down on a patch of grass.
Pirates like. Island. That's what I think of when I think of roller coasters. I don't want to go on like,
yeah,
oh, this is nice. Like, yeah.
Fun, yes. Harmful, no. But yeah, that's what I got. That's all I got.
Let's get into some Muzak.
Who's first? You want?
We'll go with your one first.
That I gave you?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the theme tune. Boom, 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 boom. It's Bangers for Terry. Boom, boom, boom. What will you give me? Now, Terry, actually, Noah, hold that thought, Terry. Stop talking for a sec, Terry. I'm going to play the song. I'm going to play the absolute, I mean, otherworldly pop-punk banger. I mean, you're really hitting the teen comedy credits with a song like this. But I'm going to play it, and we're going to come back and see just how good Terry thought it was. Tread lightly, for you tread on my dreams. Tell me, just tell me that you liked it.
I did not like it.
No, Terry, no!
Andy.
No!
I can't eat. I've listened to this song 3 times.
I appreciate that.
And I could not hum a tune of this. It is the most forgettable song. So much so that I was listening to it and then... The Boys of Summer, and that came on. And I was like, oh, this isn't so bad.
I don't care,
like,
for that one.
Yeah, but I was like, this is okay. It's an okay version. And I was like, what was it? What was the song I was listening to? Like, literally, like, 2 minutes of another song. Like, the other song's just gone out of my head.
But does it not, like, it was the first snow of the
like,
season.
Like, play a bit for me there again, because, like.
You breathe in the middle of that. I could just sing it for you. Empty street.
Yeah, lovely.
Sometimes I still see myself. Hang on.
Here's the problem with it. You're saying, oh, punk pop.
By the way. Oh, yeah.
No.
Directed by...
No, see, this is the thing. And then when you said that to me, I was like,
come on. And I'll tell you something else. Is that you think he's going to start singing right here. And you're like, all right, what's the song going to be like? He's still going. They're still fucking banging.
Yeah.
You know? And then I'll just skip it.
But here's my problem with it. Here's my problem with it. What you're describing...
Mm-hmm.
Like from what, like the Can't Hardly Wait soundtrack or whatever.
Yeah,
that's not fun. That song is not fun. You're saying pop punk. I would argue
mm-hmm.
that is closer to emo. It is emotional. The lyrics, the whine of his voice.
You it's poor not naive fun. Fool. You poor. Okay, it you're ain't a poor. Fun. You're a poor naive fool, and I'll tell you why. One, his voice is not whiny. I picked it because his voice is not whiny.
His
okay?
voice is whiny.
If I could show you whiny, that's on the more butch end of it, right?
May God emo, have mercy.
It's all emotional, right? That's the whole appeal.
That is emotional. He's no, fucking emo, whinging about. No, there's a what's difference. What's the song about again?
It's about memories. It's about childhood. Yeah. That's why I thought it would appeal to you. I'd be like, it's all about, like, you know, those fucking, oh, I'll never forget those days.
Yeah, but it doesn't come across like that. It comes across.
A little Goonies reference at the end.
Yeah, I mean, the song is based on the Goonies because the Astoria is where the Goonies are from. But, like, you're pandering to me.
You actually blew my mind there. I didn't know that.
Did you not?
Great. The song is called So Long a Story. Yeah.
You're pandering to me putting that in, or so I thought.
I was pandering to you.
Yeah, or so I thought.
But also, like, I mean,
that's which I can't even get this right, Andy.
Like, that's been in my top 20 Spotify songs for, like, the last couple of years, I'd say.
Oh,
it just
man.
Fucking puts me in a good mood.
That does.
Yeah. The music, the fucking.
The music stinks. It's and then the generic, last generic. It's boring.
I'm not giving up. I'm
it's
not giving up.
Like.
That's a big alarm bell ringing for me right now. Okay, you can tell by the sound of my voice that I'm annoyed. I'm pissed off. That's what I am. You didn't like this. You didn't like. And you know what? Now I have to say. Now we don't talk about you behind your back. However,
who's we?
When who's me this? And my fellow pop punk brethren, when they suggest something, and like, would you try this with them? And I always go back to if they no because
you guys
if,
out there.
If they suggest like a Jimmy Eat World song, I'm like, yeah, but you didn't like a praise chorus, and everyone's, and then I say everyone, it's like Owen and Tony Kane or something like that. But there was like, ah, oh, really? Like as in like, I tell you there's what, no hope for you if you don't like that one. That was a couple of years ago.
What was praise chorus? What's that one?
I mean,
no, what's that one?
That is Sweetness.
Sweetness that came on afterwards, and I was like, oh, what a delightful change of pace.
So, I can't get a read on you at all, Terry.
No, but pick a good Jimmy Eat World song. Give me some.
I'd love to give you a praise chorus again. And give it another go there.
After the dreck you've served me for 5 years, a praise chorus like, actually, this is a masterpiece in comparison to this shit you've served me up on a plate and called it chocolate.
Oh, I'm trying to think. I'm like, what avenue can I go?
Electric.
I may just have to go pure emo and really show you what emo is all about. If you want to go down this route.
What have we been doing?
That's jovial pop punk I've been giving you.
This is not jovial pop punk.
It's banging. That's just banging pop punk.
It ain't nothing.
That's a top 10 pop punk banger of all time.
I'm there. You know you're talking shit.
I'm not talking shit. I thought like, this is a done deal. I've got him now.
It stinks.
It's made for him and a love.
Jovial pop punk
sweat.
Give me something fun. That's not fun.
All right. I'm going to give you. If you want fun, I'm going to give you fun.
I'm going to Google something, right?
Yeah, please.
I'm going to Google something.
How to enjoy pop punk.
Pop punk.
I'll tell you, I've got some for you. I've gotten into some new stuff lately.
I don't want new stuff.
No, some of it's old, but I've only gotten into it recently.
Okay.
They can't all be the postal service. I'm sorry.
So, Panic. You've tried Panic.
I've tried Panic. My Chemical Romance.
That not really. Like, you know.
Have I tried? Not really. I haven't tried. Or not really. You're not interested.
I've tried. And like, what was the Dark Black Parade? Like, I listened
not
to
that. Not a fan.
And, yeah, there you go.
Not a fan of that album. I'm more of a Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge man, actually.
Fountains of Wayne. No. Like, that's fun.
Oh, you're talking. Good Charlotte. One hit wonders. Don't even. Despise the genre.
I'm looking at a pop punk mixtape here. The Ataris are on it.
Yeah.
Boys of Summer.
Yeah. Not my favourite.
All American Rejects.
Yeah, I was never that into them, but...
Taking Back Sunday.
I mean, if you want to get deep.
I mean, we did that one already.
We'll go deep, Terry.
Goldfinger. Who are Goldfinger?
Just a band.
They're not pop punk?
Well, I don't know. I don't know enough about
Newfound them. Newfound Glory.
Oh, now, if you want fun, fucking just bubblegum pop punk, I'll give you bubblegum pop punk.
I don't know.
Recently got into The Starting Line.
Whatever.
Some bangers
means.
There as well.
New, if they're new...
No, 2002. The golden age.
Okay.
Let me just put it. I'll put a couple of tracks together for you. I'm going to give you 10 tracks.
Five. And then I can do my Talking Heads one, you know?
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna do that. Let me show you. Okay. We're gonna do that for next week. In fact.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
All right, man. Okay.
I'll get you.
What do I do?
I'll fucking get you.
What do I do?
Just open up. Just don't think about it too much.
What do I do? Doodle,
doodle, doodle. Just be like a dog with his head out the window of a moving car. He doesn't think about what's this car doing? Why is it moving? It's
but
just like
the whole point is for me to analyze it and see what I feel about it.
Yeah, but in order for you to see how you feel about it, you gotta let go. You gotta not think about it.
No, it's not how it works at all. You gotta lose that critical thinking part of your brain.
And I've deliberately picked a non-whiny kind of.
It is whiny, and it is not fun.
Okay, well,
they stink. Boys of Summer was better. There, I said. It was better.
I was thinking of like, oh, will I put on one of the Toy Pad bonus tracks? Take off your pants and jacket. 25 year
like
anniversary. And they've brought back out the bonus tracks. Now, the bonus tracks are fine. They're good. I had a little chat with patron Rob about it. He humours me. Can you humour me?
He humours me, Terry. Can't you humour me?
Music to my ears, literally. When he's messaging me on the Patreon saying like, what do you think of the bonus tracks? I'm like, oh. I love you. All right. I love you too, but I love you a lot more if you would like pop punk.
All right. Well, let's get into my.
Hated them. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Bangers. Oh, no.
It was the 9/11 tragedies.
Which one's better? You can't both have the same title.
Which one's better?
Who wins?
Which song has hit your tower?
Okay.
I sent you two songs. The theme of them have been happy.
Speaking of fun.
Yeah.
You went with fun.
Yeah.
On this.
I'm fun.
You are fun. I mean, but that implies that I'm not fun, which is true,
I think you're trying to imply that you're sending me happy, chill out, pump pop songs.
Okay, it was anything but chill out, but yeah.
You're telling me. Those are your words or whatever. Happy
bubblegum pop.
Bubblegum. It was not bubblegum.
That's not. But I was saying I was going to give you bubblegum pop. Right. If you want bubblegum pop.
Anyway, the songs I chose were both called Happy.
Yeah.
One was by Pharrell Williams, the monster hit.
Never heard it.
Just
kidding.
And then one that if you ever listened to Garage Patrol 2.0, Andy, you would have heard before.
Too many of your songs are on it.
Because you don't add anything to it. So it's by default to my playlist. And then when one of your songs comes on.
To Terry's playlist. Yeah.
Like, why don't I get rid of Andy's songs? They all stink.
You know that's not true.
Yeah,
okay.
That playlist, you're batting like one for 50.
You are having an absolute giraffe, as you would say.
On that one.
And Garage Patrol 2.
Yeah. 0.0.
Yeah, 2.0.
Come correct.
1 out of 50.
Yeah, Terry. Is your batting average.
I would say, if I'm being honest about it, my batting average is, I'd say, 8 out of 10 are bangers.
On what? On that
2.0,
list?
1.0, whatever you want to call it.
Any of them. Go back and listen to 2.0.
Yours are, I'd say, 3 out of 10.
Get lost.
3 out of 10, I wouldn't
get
skip.
Lost. I'm going for a different vibe on this one. It's supposed to be songs you've never heard before.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
That is the whole thing.
I'm not even going to get into it. I'll do it next week.
We'll discuss it on the ride home.
No, we won't.
I'll play you some stuff on the ride home, actually.
What? No, I don't want that.
Just kidding.
So William Bell with Happy as well. So why don't you play them both there?
All right, I'll play them both and I'll come back.
Yeah.
Put some love on me, just the way good loving should be. She caught me when the time was right, and now I'm smiling day and night, 'cause I'm happy. Oh, I'm happy. I'm happy. Oh, I'm happy. I must be the world's luckiest man. I got joy in the palm of my hand. Hey fellas, come and see what this woman is doing to me to make me happy.
difference to you. Don't waste your time. Here's why. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Andy,
Terry?
What did you think of the songs?
Okay, so I actually enjoyed both songs.
Mm-hmm.
I thought when I got the two, I was like, okay, Pharrell, Happy, I know that one. But listen, I was watering my lawn as I was listening to them yesterday. So I had nothing but time, just me and a lawn and a lovely crisp summer's evening.
What is a room without a roof? Is a question I have for you.
I don't know, but I'm not happy if I'm in a room without a roof.
Mm.
You know what I mean? very depressed, actually, if that's the case.
What is it? What is it? Come along and sit
no,
with
I'm sad
me
now.
Like a room without a roof. Is that the lyric?
If you feel like... I don't know what it is. What alone if
you feel... Yeah. What are your feelings on Pharrell?
I love him. No, I like him. And
incredible producer.
I think he's incredibly talented, and I would listen to what he says about music. I think he's like a bit of a... Is prodigy too much of a word? Like, it's not all for me, but I appreciate that he's super talented and smart.
If you think of those songs when he was coming up...
I had, I had an NERD album back in the day. Rockstar, is that one?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You can't beat me, I'm a rock star.
And there was another one, another big one they had.
S is a spaceship, I want to ride.
Don't recall that one.
She's sexy.
Oh, yeah.
She wants to move.
She's sexy. Maybe that one's not so much. Dun,
give it your girl.
So,
but her ass was a spaceship. That I wanted to write.
You don't have to tell me. All aboard him, right?
Yeah. And this was, you know, a monster. This is him showing that, like, I can do a...
Yeah.
Down the line.
Global smash hit.
Minions, Despicable Me, whatever it was for.
Is that what it was for?
Yeah. I think it was Minions 2 or Despicable Me 3.
I'll tell you when this world started going down the toilet is when they stopped doing songs for movies.
Despicable Me 2.
But in general.
What do you mean?
Like, it's good that they did that, but remember, they'd always, like, Men in Black.
Oh, yeah,
Seal,
yeah.
Fucking...
Taylor Swift did one for Toy Story 5. I don't agree with it, but, you know, I get it.
Yeah, you know?
You know?
And, you know, the music video has clips from the movie in it. It has to, you know, has to have that criteria. But
or the actor shows up...
In the music video.
As the character.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, and some of the lyrics have to be about the plot of the movie, ideally.
Like, the Wild West is the prime example of, like...
I mean, no one did it better.
It has clips from the movie. It has a mini movie in it. And then also, it has him singing about the movie.
Yeah. When I first heard that, I thought he'd convert it to West Coast rap.
Why?
Because it's called the Wild Wild West. I was like, oh, has he done it? Has he finally done it? I didn't know anything about it. Yeah. Dr. Dre just comes on. So, with Pharrell, Happy... I thought when I heard the two, actually, I was like, well, I'm definitely going to... When the other one, the non-Pharrell song played, I thought, well, I'm definitely going to prefer this one because I've overheard it Happy and this one sounds quite good. But I think the other one... What's the guy's name? What's his clown's name?
Let's see.
William Alexander
William
Bell.
Bell. William Bell.
I thought it was a very good first half. And it didn't, but it just didn't take me anywhere.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Nice. I was like, oh, this is definitely going to be the winner. And then it was kind of like, it just kind of stayed the same. There was no like big like, oh, I like that. You know, like I liked it. And I would say, yeah, it's a good song. I like that song. But I kind of thought like, then when I listened to Happy, I was like, I'm like, do I actually prefer this? And I'm like, is it just the fact that it was released in the 21st century that makes me looked down on it more than like what I assume the William Bell one is from the 70s or something, is it?
I think so. I'll get you the exact.
Yeah, because it will always hold more esteem for me if it's from that soul era.
Yeah, I was contemplating putting William Bell, and then there's like a Bruce Springsteen studio outtake song called Happy.
Mm. Also a Rolling Stones song called Happy.
Yeah, I didn't want to go Rolling Stones again.
Yeah.
Make me
happy. Not one of my favorites.
So which one? Really? It's
I like it, but it's not one of my favorites.
Which one of your songs hit your tower?
I tell you, smack dab right in the middle of Tower 1 was, I think, Pharrell's Happy.
This was 1997 was Happy.
The other one?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Now maybe it's a reissue or something.
That's sick. definitely Pharrell then. Pulled the wool out of my eyes. 97.
But it doesn't look like 97. I think it's just, it's, you know, the album art.
It looked very 70s.
Wow. And bound to happen. I think it's a dual album reissue. So,
I'm all over the place now. I don't know what I would think Pharrell gave me a little bit more because there's just more going on in it. I just really wish, if I hadn't have heard it 1,000 times already, it would be no question. Hmm. It was just, I'm trying to detach how familiar I am with it, with what I actually thought. But I would say Pharrell hit my tower.
Okay.
Big time. Because I like him in general. And yeah, I thought the song, it just, there's enough going on. And it sounded kind of like, if it were not for a bit of the modern production on it, that it could have possibly been a 70s song. You know what I mean?
Hmm. Okay.
So yeah, I was bopping a bit more to that one. The other one started off very promising. We're like, no question. And then I was like, well, actually,
I like that song. I like it a lot. I picked it up from a movie called Robot Dreams, about a dog, and he orders a robot to be his friend in the mail, and he loses the robot, and then a raccoon, who's a handyman, finds the robot and fixes him up, and he's always listening to that song, and I was like, oh. It's a great movie. It's by.
It's really just using this music segment.
I could have talked about this 25 minutes ago.
Movies again.
Check it out. Hat Robot Dreams. Make you cry.
Oh, well.
In a good way. Happy tears.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to put it for you out there.
Okay, yeah.
But thank you, Terry, for. Because you know what? It was funny because when I was listening to it, I was like. You know, I do feel happy listening to both of these songs.
You know, when I'm in the car and that comes on, I'm so happy. I'm like, doo-doo-doo.
But then I feel if I was in a bad mood and that came on, I'd be like, you know, sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Like, shut up. But at the time, I was open to it. Okay. So, yeah.
So all we can ask for.
That's all we can ask is just that you be open to the songs. That'd be.
I'm open. I listened to it 3 times. I can't remember a fucking beat of it. And you just played it for me there like 10 minutes ago. It's gone out of my brain again. So forgettable.
Do you know what? Do you know what that is?
What?
If you only listen to it 3 more times, it'll change your brain. That's what that is. Your brain is like, what's this? Because don't you find that all the songs that really stick with you is like, if you like a song, if you hear a song and you like it immediately, you get sick of it quick.
No.
But then there's some songs you're like, didn't like it at first, but I fucking love it now.
Kind of.
That's your brain changing. You need to change your that little piece of your brain.
But we've tried it. And like, there's only so much. The limits.
Your brain is scared because it's new. It's trying to put up defenses.
It ain't new.
It's putting up walls.
It ain't new.
And I'm here to tear them down.
When I heard Sum 41, when I heard Fat Lip, I was like, yep. Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
Sign me up.
So, if I may, I'll stop talking about pop punk now in a second.
Get to
the Sum 41, good.
Yeah.
Blink 182,
good.
Back
very
in the day, good.
Yeah.
What else? Give me one more. Just let me hone in my sound for you. You're not going to tell me good Charlotte, are you?
No, they're good. I like them, but they're douchebags. They're douchebags. But they're catchy songs.
I detested them back then as well.
You have catchy songs.
I can't deny the drum beat in Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Yeah, I mean, they have a couple of good songs, though. Like, you know.
That's probably it. That
no,
sound.
No, of that sound, you know.
Yeah, have you heard Newfound Glory at all?
They were never for me.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
They were never for me.
You want whiny nasally.
Like, it would more than go into, like, the ska, like.
Lit? My Worst Enemy?
Yeah, of course. I told you about Lit.
You did, and I claimed it as my own.
You don't tell me about Lit. I tell you about Lit. You know,
look at me, it's my son now.
Weezer, you know, like,
yeah, different different genre probably, but okay.
I mean, kind of a forefather to it, like, you know.
No, not at all, but a bit more
what are they?
Like nerd rock, garage rock, indie rock. I don't know. I'm probably mislabeling them, but okay. You know what? Say no more. I know what I got. I know what works, and I know what a big do not send list is.
I mean, Green Day, of course. Like,
I tell you, I've gotten real back into Dookie as of late, and it's fucking wall to wall banging.
Offspring, like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like,
you know, okay.
Like, fun. Okay. Fun stuff.
Okay. I got you.
And then Offspring had a bit of an edge, you know what I mean? Like,
you don't have to tell me.
I think that I do.
I think I do.
Because you have not put one Offspring song on any of these fucking godforsaken playlists you sent me.
Okay. Fun, pop punk. I got you.
Just not.
I got you.
Miserable.
Okay, I mean, you can't say that song was miserable, because that was a fucking...
It was a little bit
uproarious.
Like, it wasn't, though, I wish.
Okay.
I mean, the Eurotrip soundtrack, I'm sure there's something there as well. Like, apart from Scotty doesn't know. I mean,
of course.
But Scotty doesn't know. There's a perfect example. Like, give me a song like that.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Say no more. I've got 12 that just popped up in my head right now. So on that note, we're going to wrap things up here. Terry, a delight as always. You didn't say it back to me, but that's fine. He's on his phone. You can't hear me right now. Folks, I want to thank you for your support and for listening. Mm-hmm. And if you want to hear more of our inane ramblings,
you can every second.
check out our Patreon, patreon.com/whatssogreatabout. We're doing a bunch of mini series. We have done a bunch of mini series. We're currently doing the movies of Danny Boyle. We just did 28 Days Later. I'm getting a lot of calls for please do Yesterday on the Danny Boyle thing. And I kind of think, like,
we could do it.
I know
9.
you won't like it, and I probably won't like it, but it'll be a good pod.
That's fine. I'm always open to it. We can do it as number 9. We're not subbing out anything.
Sorry?
We have 8.
We've got to add another one.
If you want to do it Yesterday, it's like, it's a bonus one.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see then.
We're not changed. It's what's left is Trance, Steve Jobs, T2 Trainspotting, and 28 Years Later.
Trance not interchangeable, no?
No. Andy, you describing the plot of Trance alone is going to be worth the price of admission.
All right, you sold me. Well, there's a whole bunch of miniseries there. I'm not going to get into it, but there's about 9.
What's so great about the MCU? What's so great about 90s action? What's so great about Ryan Gosling? What's so great about Big Willy Slops, aka Will Smith's bad movies? What's so great about the films of Tony Scott? What's so great about heist movies? What's so great about the year 2007? And what's so great about Matt Damon?
That's right. What a whirlwind it's been.
A bunch of
non-movie episodes as well. A bunch of our top fives. A lot of music episodes. A lot of just general random stuff.
Pitching each other movies. Perfect Day. Dream Festival.
I'd love to do it. Can we do... How about instead of... maybe not instead of Yesterday, but maybe in betwixt series.
We can just do that on the main feed. We can do a pitch on the main feed.
Great.
Main feed is our playground. Saying now, though, because I let you away with it in the past because I was weak. And your pitch
weak.
Is stinking of AI.
You
no
having,
fucking AI pitch.
You are having a laugh.
As
if
in,
you think the amount of effort that I put in. You're coming at
you,
me.
You
I put
me.
In a start, middle, and end.
You told me.
I give you the whole movie.
You put a true
you
AI.
Give me a little two liner.
You put a true AI.
I don't. Not all the time.
The last
one was just the last structure, Terry.
Roll back the tape. Like the last two, I'm like, did this come true AI? Like. Maybe.
Structure.
Yeah, you can't do it. You got to do it yourself.
All right.
Yeah?
All right.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah, just like that.
Just like that.
Yeah. And just like that.
We're like this all the time.
If you can't afford the €5 a month, you can do me one more better by giving me a rating and review. Now, Andy.
Yeti.
Those sad sack Americans lost by 3 goals. 4-1 is a score. But I don't want a 3-star review. I want a 5-star review.
Incredible.
Fuck you, Donald Trump. So if you could do that, really help grow the podcast. Just get him away from football. I hate how close in proximity he is to football.
Keep Trump politics out of football.
whatever about politics, Trump in general.
Keep Trump
out of everything.
He doesn't
know anything about football, and he's like just sticking his big oar in. Get out of here. I've no problem with Zoran Mamdani being an Arsenal fan.
Don't know who that is.
He's the mayor of New York City.
What does that mean to me?
Huh? Oh, that makes me mad. Someone sounds like it.
All right.
I'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See what this woman is doing.